And welcome to the afternoon show, Ken.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Welcome to the afternoon show. We can hear you now.
Yeah.
I went to see the exhibition yesterday, and I just loved it. I thought it was a very powerful series of portraits, and this is a series of black and white portraits. What I particularly loved about it was that you could really see the characters etched in their faces. And I also liked that they really seemed very natural. And I'll use another word that's been bandied about a lot recently, which is authentic. They seem very authentic. Can you just describe some of these portraits for us?
Sure, Anne. The picture started out in 1989, and the first portrait is a farmer named Primo Francis Scott, who lived next door to me on Route 6 in the town of Claremont. That picture really started it. I did this portrait of him standing in front of a flooded pond, and there was a sense of timelessness to it, a sense of an ethereal quality to it. It moved me, and so I continued to think about some of the local farmers in the area and how much I wanted to photograph them, and that led to me photographing fruit pickers. It led to me going to tractor auctions locally. It led to me going to events in the area, barbecues, firemen luncheons, and things like that, and documenting some of the local people and that have lived in the area all their lives and previous generations, their parents and all.
And what was it about these individuals that really sort of appealed to you? What were you looking for in when you took their photographs?
Well, being trained as a portrait photographer, I feel that when I do a portrait, it's really a gift. If someone gives you the time and gives you the opportunity to take their picture and to take something more than just a snapshot and something that's not usually just a picture that where they smile and say cheese, which I think most people are trained to respond to, and in a photographic sitting that's very up close and personal with a stranger you have just met, there's an exchange, and that is what I was looking for. At the same time, trying to create images that I felt, without being cliche, not touch their souls, but that maybe a part of me would come out with them, and I could scratch the surface and get this image that, when the viewer looks at the image, they would be emotionally moved. And I think that's what I think a good portrait does.
Right. And I should add that all of these people are local. They're from Germantown or Tivoli, Hudson, Red Hook, and Claremont.
Yes. There's maybe only one picture from Rhinebeck and maybe two pictures from Hudson, but really just in the immediate hamlets of Germantown and Tivoli. And I've taken pictures everywhere from, parades, and I would just carry my camera with me. I would do some setups, deer hunters, the people that own Northwind Farm, Sherman Potts, who has a peach farm up the road, during harvest time, I would photograph them working together, harvesting plums, grapes, and things like that.
And what was it that, when you were taking these photographs, did you have an exhibition in mind, or did they just come together as a kind of cumulative whole, and you suddenly really realized that you had, that this was an exhibition?
This this body of work has never been published, and it's never really been seen. It's just something I was doing on my own. And the art space, the Germantown art space having been donated by two people in Rhinebeck and taken in command by Corinne Curry, she was able to produce exhibitions, and I thought it would be just perfect because of to show these photographs in Germantown of the people in Germantown in a gallery setting. And that's really what came out of it. I didn't think of an exhibition until the space was available.
And having been there, I think the space is absolutely perfect. It really shows them off to great advantage, I feel, because it's a rather beautiful space inside, which you don't necessarily see from the outside.
That's true. It's just a nondescript building, but it has two large rooms with blank walls and a good sense of light coming in from the front. It works as a gallery. It totally does.
Now, have any of your subjects come to see the show?
Yes. During the opening, I've had a couple of the families that are in the show come and see them, and also to have them pass the word to other people that they and having them come see pictures of people they know, they help me caption and identify some of the people in the photographs. I don't know everyone in the picture. I mean, these are not pictures of friends. They're pictures of people in the community.
Right. And you've had several other exhibits. Why don't you tell us about some of those as well?
I had one this year in March in New York in the East Village at the New York Public Library, and that was an exhibition in the public library, and they had a gallery space. It was a gorgeous space that turned out really well. Had mostly recent work, not work that's related to this at all. And this June, I had my work exhibited in Switzerland at this Art Basel. And I actually sold some pictures there. That was a huge an event and quite famous and internationally known. I was also exhibited in May at the Chicago Art Fair, which is a dealer had taken my work and it got a lot of notice.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, you have quite a wide range of styles. I mean, you do a lot of other kinds of photography other than just portraits.
Yes. Being trained early on, working with Irving Penn, Spotting Prince, and that summer working with Annie at Rolling Stone, it trained me in a lot of disciplines. But I didn't want to end up adapting their style necessarily and being... a lot of times when you work for someone well-known, you're very impressionable and you take on their style. And I went on to try to find who I was photographically in terms of style. And so I stayed away from that.
Because, of course, Annie is also known for her great portraits.
Yeah, but they're much slicker, if I can use that word. And they're in color. And these portraits are non-celebrity, in black and white, I think they come closer to a style of that are more journalistic, and almost in a Diane Arbus way, if I can say.
Yes.
Where I've kind of worked with people that I've tried to earn this unearned intimate trust in making the picture.
Mm-hmm. And. Talking of Annie Leibovitz, what was it like working with her, for her, at Rolling Stone, and those back in those heady days of, was that, the 70s, or?
No. Rolling Stone was in the 80s, I believe.
Okay.
Well, I was young, I was just a kid. It was very glamorous and stressful at the same time. Because, I mean, Annie does have a great reputation. And at that time, it was very stressful because we were dealing with a lot of celebrities, and we were also just doing things by the seat of our pants. But at the same time, it was a great experience. And I think we photographed. I think I had to spend a week with the Grateful Dead once.
Oh!
And I didn't even like their music. I do now, though.
What would you say you learned from Annie Leibovitz?
I learned production value. I learned how to interact with subjects. I learned a lot about being on the road and basically also some of the production value and how much time you have when making a picture. One of the memorable photo sessions we did was we spent a day or two with Lauren Hutton, a well-known model, and we're down in Oxford, Mississippi, in the mud, and she was nude, and I think we were shooting for Playboy, and it was just me and Lauren and Annie covered in mud. And so, those days were, there wasn't such thing called a publicist in those days. It was quite free.
Simpler business.
It was less businessy. Yeah. I think that today the marketplace is driven by celebrity, and journalism has taken a major change, and I don't think we were doing that, but we were doing magazine photography, less journalism.
Right. And what was Irving Penn like to work for?
Quite the opposite, and being in his studio was quite a serious tone. At the time, I think Mr. Penn was in his mid-60s, and we were just children in his studio, I think.
with mud, then?
No, not at all. And I was spotting the prints that he was printing, making platinum prints on the weekends. He would print for the Marlboro Gallery, and his pictures were selling in the galleries, and I would work on the pictures that he just printed. On Monday morning, I'd come in, and we'd practice, and it was a great experience. While I was in the studio, it was a rented studio. People with the likes of Richard Avedon came in once for a portrait. That was an amazing moment. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of shoots for Vogue magazine, and there were a lot of shoots for Italian shoe companies, and also the cosmetic company Clinique.
Mm-hmm.
For life. It was just a wonderful experience in the glory days of fashion advertising.
Yeah. So what's it like being a photographer now? Can you still make a living with so many magazines dead or dying or on their last legs?
Well, I do think that I do continue to make a living. I still enjoy what I said in my artist statement is that the marketplace continues to evolve and consolidate. And to survive all the changes, you have to be committed, a great photographer. You have to have the desire, and you must stay interested in order to survive in a marketplace that's changed. Because what we've done is gone from transition from film to digital, and in this decade of transition, because things are different, technology has changed the game. The bar got lowered. Everyone has jumped over, and I must say that every citizen is a photographer because we now take pictures with our camera phones.
Right. Yes. Citizen journalism. Citizen photographers. Yeah.
Yeah, but I do think that that you can fall through the cracks. You have to find a spot in all of this,
which you clearly have. So.
thank you.
Now, this exhibition is open when and how long is it on for?
The art space in Germantown is open on the weekends, Saturday and Sundays. It opens at 10 o'clock and until 4 p.m. And there'll be, and if you do want to see the show by appointment, there's a phone number. Someone will make an appointment with you and you could come see the show, but weekends only, and it'll be coming down on October 9th.
Okay.
So I hope people in the area will be passing the word. I've promoted it. I've put some flyers up, and I hope people passing through, coming to Otto's Market, and through word of mouth, will come and see some of the pictures there.
Right, because Art Space is directly across from Otto's Market, right?
Yeah, which is a fantastic market.
Yes, yes, I think we all know that here.
Yes.
And is there a website that people could go to?
I haven't made a website for this exhibition at this point, but I do have, if you go to my website, which is www.kenshung.com, the opening page is an invitation to the show with information.
Okay, and the phone number is there if people want to make an appointment to see it?
Yes, the phone numbers are there, and they can contact me by email, or I think they could speak to Corinne Curry and by telephone, and she will come and make an appointment to show you the work.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that I haven't asked you, Ken?
Just that that this exhibition is a body of work that I am very proud of, and I would like to continue shooting pictures, and I hope that someone can see a book exhibition or a book project come out of this body of work in the future.
Oh, now there's an idea.
Yeah.
Okay, and once again, it's called Local 1989 to 2010, The Photography of Ken Chung on an Art Space in Germantown. And thank you so much for being a guest on the afternoon, Ken.
Thank you very much for having me, Anne. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.